read with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that the whole world should be enrolled. This was the first enrollment when Quirinius was governor of Syria. So all went to be enrolled, each to their own town. And Joseph too went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David that is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family of David, to be enrolled with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. While they were there, the time came for her to have her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Now there were shepherds in that region living in the fields and keeping the night watch over their flock. The angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were struck with great fear. The angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I proclaim to you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For today in the city of David, a Savior has been born for you, who is Christ and Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find an infant wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was a multitude of heavenly hosts with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." The Gospel of the Lord. Okay, anybody under 7 years old, come up and sit on the grass, on the over here. See, I should have said all the college kids are here. Please come up. Come on. See, this is supposed to be a kids' mass. Come on, sit down over here. That's good. Anybody else? That's good. Let them out. Hey, how you doing? Good. Very nice. Come on, sit over here. Sit down. Just sit on the rug. That's okay. Anybody else? There we go. If some parent wants to bring the kid up, that's fine. You can sit down on the rug too. Okay, good. Sit down. Good. Finally, Christmas is here. We waited all this time. We decorated. And now Christmas is here. What's your favorite part of Christmas? Is it the tree? Is it the dinner? The food? Is it seeing your friends and family and grandparents? Good. That's good. Sit down. That's good. Sit down. Good. Welcome. Sit down. Attaboy. Good boy. What's your favorite part of Christmas? Is it the presents? Oh, yes. I thought so. That was the perfect answer, because that's what my homily's about. Very good. And what did you ask for Christmas? Anybody know? What did you ask for? A what? A Nintendo Switch. See, in my generation, that's a knife. Okay, what else did you... Anybody want a cell phone? Or a what? Lego, oh, Legos, yeah, that's a big thing now, Legos. What? A train set. I asked for a train set once too. And then my mother threw it out. Not then, but when I was older. Thousands of dollars worth of Lionel trains. Maybe you had some of those guys? What? A Nintendo Switch. This must be the thing that Santa Claus is bringing, huh? What? Three things. Once from your mom and your brother, and who else?
Once for my mom.
For your mom. Okay. What's the one for you?
A Lego Atari.
Your mother's getting a Lego Atari. Okay. What's your brother's getting? A Lego castle.
And I got
A Lego loop coaster, roller coaster. I remember Legos when I was a young kid like you, but we only had this much of them. Now they make them this big, right? Okay, all right. Well, let me tell you a story about a boy who loved the circus. Has anybody been to the circus here? I don't think that. I used to bring my sister every year to Madison Square Garden to the circus. You don't know what a circus is? No. Well, this is going to ruin this homily. That's the whole point. A circus, they have three tents. And they have elephants and clowns. Imagine this. They don't know what a circus is? One of the happiest times of my life was going to see the elephants, the clowns, and five people pouring out of a little car, the trapeze artists. This is going nowhere. See, I'm really out of it. I'm 75 years old. I think I'm 90. Well, anyway, a circus, this boy wanted to go to the circus. He had been once. And he asked his father, he saw a poster in the store that said, "Circus coming to town, a dollar." You see how long ago that is. A dollar. So his father said, "Could I?" And he said to his mommy, "That could I have a dollar?" He said, "Well, if you do your chores and everything, we're going to give you a dollar, and you can go to the circus." So he got up that day, that Saturday, and he did all his chores, and he asked his father, "Can I have a dollar?" "So, all your chores done?" "Yes." So he finishes his chores, takes the dollar, and he goes into town, and he sees the parade coming, and he sees the elephants, and he sees the clowns, and all the trapeze artists are running around, and everybody's happy. And the last person, this is going to go nowhere too, the last person was the ringmaster. That's not a guy who wears a ring. A ringmaster is the head of the circus. He directs the circus. He's got a big top hat on. I don't know what that is either. So he runs out. He's the last guy. He runs out and he gives him the dollar. He said, "Thank you for the circus." And he goes home. What did he do wrong? He didn't see the circus. He just watched the parade. He didn't focus on what was supposed to be the circus, which was in the field. He never did that. But we are not doing that here at Christmas. Because the most important thing at Christmas is what? Forgiveness? Okay. Family? Excellent. Jesus. Exactly right. Jesus is the most important thing because it is his birthday. Now, when you had your birthday the last time, what did people gather around to do? Presents, yes. You're ruining my family. What do you do at your birthday at the table? You eat cake. Pizza, I'm sorry. Pizza. I didn't come out of the generation we had pizza. We had a cake. So we have to have a cake for Jesus, right? But we don't have to have a big cake. This better work. Or I'm resigning. Who wants to hold a cake? Who's the youngest here? How do you know? How old are you? 4 and a half. Anybody less than 4 and a half? Okay, come on. What are you? How old are you? Oh, well, then you come up. You're 4. Come on. Just come up. Come on. Okay, you hold the cake. You hold the cake. And I'm going to light the candle at this light. Oh, boy, just what I know. I know it doesn't even work. You don't have to tell me that. This is a disaster. It worked before Mass. Okay. Now, what did they do for you? What did they do for you when you had your cake? Sing what?
Happy
Well, let's sing Happy Birthday to Jesus. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Jesus. Happy birthday to you. No, you gotta take your mask off. Yay! Now, because you are the youngest, you get to keep it. Okay? So thank you. You're mad? I'm batting 1,000, I'm telling you. Get the kids mad. Okay, everybody back to their seats. Thank you very much. And you get a cake. Well, I apologize for doing that. Oh, go ahead back to your seat. I'm not going to take it. There we go. Daddy's going to have it. On this day is born our Savior. Let us offer our prayers with joy, trusting in God's love and goodness. Please stand.